BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Shack dwellers in Durban's Reservoir Hills area say they're still waiting on authorities to supply them with materials to rebuild their homes. A bulk pipeline burst near the M19 a week ago, flooding dwellings in an informal settlement on Umgudulu Road. Scores were left homeless, with at least 150 people displaced. Freedom Ngozi is from Ward 23.
Some residents have started rebuilding using the already damaged material because waiting for too long is very difficult. But on the other day of the incident, the disaster management team assessed the cost of damages and handed out food parcels to the affected victims.
And with the festive season right around the corner, a hospitality association says it's pleased that new developments on the Durban beachfront are taking shape. On Friday, the eThekwini municipality launched the newly renovated Durban Beach Cafe. The venue, which was formerly Circus Circus, has been redesigned to accommodate around 450 customers. The city says the overhaul, spearheaded in 2021, is aimed at drawing more visitors and investors to the popular Golden Mile. Brett Tangi, who's with Fed Hassa, says it's a step in the right direction.
Great that we're having another facility open. We have had issues, you know, with restaurants and other facilities along the beachfront not getting leases. And so hearing that one more facility has been opened, especially now just before the season, is very good news for the hospitality industry.
And COP29 climate talks have reached a last-minute deal on cash for developing countries. Over 5 trillion rands a year will be funneled from richer, polluting countries to help those more vulnerable curb and adapt to the effects of climate change. Some developing nations say it's not enough. Sky's Victoria Seabrook in Azerbaijan says the funding deal was reached after some representatives stormed out.
Talks were brought back from the edge of collapse. It's important to say that not everybody is happy with this. The goal is flawed. It's nowhere near the amount that everyone here pretty much accepts developing countries need.
Nera Lauren is a climate activist from the Philippines and spoke before the agreement was reached.
What will I tell my children when I go back home? Mama, you left us for 2 weeks? For what? For nothing. Not even peanuts. Not even crumbs.
Your top story, shack dwellers in Durban's Reservoir Hills area say they're still waiting on authorities to supply them with materials to rebuild their homes. A bulk pipeline burst near the M19 a week ago, flooding dwellings in an informal settlement on Umgudulu Road. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.